Father God, we thank you for everything that you have done for us. We ask your blessings to be upon those that are sick, those, O God, that are in prison, those, O God, who are homeless, those, O God, who are seeking your face, those, O God, who are looking for every good and perfect gift. Help us with the word today, that we will not hide, that we will be steadfast, that we will come into the community of God, that we will preserve our thoughts and our hearts. Let your word, O God, go forth, I pray, for the revealing of your word. Amen. Well, we thank God for everything. It's good to be here another Monday morning. We're going to be talking about a great journey out of Matthew 4, the calling of the disciples. And I want you, those that are having prayer requests and things, you can, you know, call in at 904-401-1413. I've been getting a lot of requests. You can follow me on the Facebook at Christ Zion, C-H-R-I-S-T-S. That's Christ with an S at the end, Zion. You can come by and fellowship with us at 1800 Edgewood Avenue. My phone number directly is 904-234-6481. Ken Jones, Christ Zion. Okay. The scripture that I've been teaching on with the study and all is Matthew 4. And we'll read from 17 through 22. From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he says unto them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and immediately left the ship and their father, and followed him. God is calling you, and you must follow him. You must look unto him who's able to keep you from falling. You must not hide from God. You must run unto the rock from which is your help. You must run to the rock that is higher than thou. You must dearly seek his face. You must stand on the word of God. Because, church, we are soldiers in the army of the living God. And you see the disciples, they left their business, which were fishermen of men, which they left their business because they were fishermen to serve men with fish, the physical food. And God says, "I'm going to let you do the same work, but on a spiritual level, and I will make you fishermen of men. Follow me." We started off following Christ, many of us, and now many of us are shipwrecked. For the race is not given to the swift, it is given to those that endure to the end. Casting your net, as these disciples was, Andrew and his brother Peter, when God found them, he found them working. Are you working for God? Will you continue to work for God? If you be thy faithful unto death, God will give you a crown of life. Or are you hiding? Don't hide from God. Don't hide as Adam did. Don't hide when you get caught up with wealth, fortune, fame. There is some parables that I'm going to give to you. And the first is Matthew 13:24. It's talking about the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that sowed seed in the field. And then while men slept, when the blade was sprung up, it brought forth fruit. And the servants of the house came and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed? Didn't you sow wheat in the field? Well, where has these tares come from?" He says, well, in verse 28, he says, "An enemy." That's who did it. "An enemy has come." And the question is that if the enemy has come and sown the seed and the seed started out good, it sounds like some of the seed fell by the wayside. And I'm asking you to do some recalibration. Check your compass. Check your morality. God is a holy God, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God loves everyone. But do you love God? If you love God, you will keep his commandment and you wouldn't be falling by the wayside, or you wouldn't be falling on rocks, and you wouldn't let the cares and the deceitfulness of riches choke your word in your heart. This is a great journey, my brother and sister. And it's a journey that is very slow and very patient and very methodical. You have to understand the depths and the ramifications of who you're serving, why you're serving whom you are serving, and what is his will. His commandments or that you love one another. But when God is looking for you in his love, you're hid as Adam hid himself. As Peter went on to deny the Lord, hid himself. As many of us, me, myself, hid myself. Because like Solomon, he said, I sought so many things and there was nothing that I denied from myself. But I've come to find out, even after having 1,000 wives and all the things that my heart desire, it was vanity. It was vanity because God's word was not with him in what his desire. Our desire should be, as Paul says, my heart desire and prayer for Israel is that they might be saved. These men heard the call of God. God called them, and immediately they left their nets. They left their nets. They left because what they found, what they heard was so intriguing and so much deeper than what they were doing for the monetary gain. They said, we'll leave what we're doing, our businesses, and come and follow Christ. So we look in other parables in the 31st verse of chapter 13 of Matthew. He says, another purpose, another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of a mustard seed. When it's grown, it's the greatest of the herbs. Birds and everything lodge in its branches. All it takes is a little faith to allow the seed of God's word to grow in your life. And then you can walk by faith and not by sight. You can grow in the grace and the admonition of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Are you studying God's word? Satan's greatest enemy, Satan's greatest advantage among the Christian people is the ignorance of God's word. Casting a net into the sea, the Lord calls us from our daily chores, from the cares of this world. We need to be able to hear the call of God. And once we follow the call, do not turn back. Don't let the cares of this world hinder you with your walk with God. In Matthew 13, 24 through 30, the desires to be taught, as in Psalms 25, 8 and 9, you find today the visible church is the kingdom of heaven. Though there be many hypocrites, Jesus said, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. They're filled with hypocrites. You have to understand, there's no sin in God's body. The devil, yes, has taken a seat in the building, but he will never, ever get in the church. The church is God's body. The living organism, the ecclesia of God, the devil cannot get in the body of Christ, but he can take a seat in the edifices that we worship in. And there are hypocrites, because they're saying that they're with God. They're saying that they love God. They're saying that they're called by God. But the fruit that they're yielding is corruptible fruit. In Christ, even though there's hypocrites in the building, where the true believers or the believers are dwelling, you have to remember the words of Christ. The devil believes and tremble. All of his demons, they believe, well, Christ, have you come to torment us before time? They knew who Jesus are. They know who Jesus was. They know who Jesus is. But do you know who the Master, who Jesus the Christ, or Christ Jesus, the Christ of God is? Has he redeemed your life? Do you have a relationship, a personal, heartfelt relationship with Jesus Christ? He loves us with an undying love. He loves you, and I'm asking you, if you have not heard the voice, if you have not seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near, and forsake your wicked way, then my brother and sister, terrible will be your fall. The wrath of God abides in you. Just as last week I was telling you about Cain and not to lie, God says, Cain, why is your conscience so low? Don't you know if you do good, you'll be accepted? I'm here to tell you, brother and sister, be accepted. Be willing to be accepted by God. Do that which is right, and the Lord will bless you. Even though there's so many false teachers, preachers, parishioners, witnesses in the body of Christ, Christ still rules as king. Jesus is Lord of the field. The world is the field. The children of this world and their generation are much wiser. The wicked children do not own his name, yet they bear his image. This is the devil. They don't own his name, the devil, but they bear his image. The wicked children don't own his name, yet they bear his image. They do his lust, and from him they have their education. This is why the Lord was saying, except your righteousness exceeds the righteousness, the doctrine of the scribes, the Pharisees, the doctors, the lawyers of the law today, that does not preach repentance, does not preach the newness of life, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Do not teach the people the fivefold understanding of how you must live, how you must love, how you must suffer, how you must die, and how you must be raised. I'm asking you, my brother and sister, change your teachers of the education. Change them, because the will of your Father you will do. A good tree cannot bring forth corruptible fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Jesus, in Matthew 13:47, says the kingdom of heaven is like a net. When God is calling you, you shouldn't hide, Cody. When God is calling you, you should not hide. You should not hide. God has cast his net on you. And as it was, he casts it in the sea, which is the world, and gather every kind of people. And this is where we have a lot of problem, because we don't want to accept other people. They say, no, it's us. It's my religion because I'm Baptist. And no, it's my religion because I'm Episcopalian. No, it's my religion because I am Protestant. No, it's my religion because I'm Catholic. No, it's my religion because I'm Seventh-day. No, if it is the word of God, religion, as I've learned, causes division. And we have to be careful. Everybody and everything and every teaching is not the word of God. But God allows the people to teach. As Paul says, as long as Christ is being preached, he'll do the separating. And God cast his net into the sea and gather all the people. But the key, out of every kindred and tongue, when the net in verse 48 was full, they drew the net just like you do, just like Peter and James and John and Andrew have done in many, many times past. They drew their nets to land. And the good fish that is in the net, they keep. and the bad fish they throw away. I'm begging you, my brother and sister, God can change a good fish. God can change a bad fish. And we are all bad fish, sinners saved by grace, sinners that needs the grace of God in our lives. Many times we contemplate, well, I can come to the Lord when I get ready. I'm just not ready to stop doing what I'm doing. I'm not ready to stop. I need to share with you, my brother. We are soldiers in the army of the living God. We're at war with powers and principalities and darkness, compromising with the world. The flesh and the devil is high treason in the court of heaven. You might as well make up your mind and come to the understanding that you cannot please everyone all the time. If you please God, you will offend the world. If you please the world, you will offend God. You have to remember, as Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We have chosen to serve God, and it matters not if we offend the world in every possible way. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. And when Satan attacks, you counterattack with the word of God. When Satan roars against you with fear, fear of the past, fear of the present, fear of the future, fear of the unknown, maybe fear of death, run him through with the word of God. When Satan comes and says that you are defeated, you let him know that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who strengthened you. You attack him with the word of God. The word of God says that greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world, 1 John 4:4. And you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, Romans 8:37. We have the victory. The Bible says that faith is the victory, which overcomes the world, 1 John 5:4. When Satan comes into your hospital room or your sick bed, comes into your house to try to destroy your family and cause division and argument and fussing and strife with your wife, your children, and tell you that you'll never be reconciled to your wife or never be reconciled to your children or never be reconciled to your health, attack him with the word of God. And the Bible says unto him, fear my name, the Son of Righteous will rise with healing in his wing, in Malachi 4:2. Mr. and Mrs. Business Person, when Satan comes to you and says to you that you are financially ruined, don't you cower and hide. You attack him and say, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand on the word of God. Don't hide. Don't hide from God, my brothers and sisters. Don't hide. I pray that the word of God falls on good ground. And I pray that if you have any conviction, you can contact me at Christ Zion, P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. You can follow us also on Facebook at Christ Zion, Christ Zion on Facebook. You can join us for Bible study fellowship. We'd love to have you at 1800 Edgewood Avenue in Jacksonville on the second floor. It's a new ministry we're starting. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord Jesus, let the people's heart receive the word that it is a great journey and you cannot hide. No man puts a candle under a bushel. We have to stop hiding. We have to let our light shine in Jesus' name. Touch the hearts, God. Save souls. Return back the people, O God, that have transgressed, those that are backsliding. Return them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you, and may he keep you, is my prayer. We have to hold to God's unchanging hand. Christ Zion, the truth is holy. Ken Jones, what are you going through? Take it to the Lord in prayer. What you need? He says, I know what you have need of before you ask. What are you looking for? He says, look unto the hills from which cometh your help. Say, seek the Lord, and you'll find it. He says, knock, it'll be open. He says, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Don't hide. This is a great journey. Don't you want to go to heaven? Don't you want to be with God? Don't you want the joy of the Lord to rest, rule, and abide on you? Don't you want his Holy Spirit? Repent. Come godly sorry. God will restore your family. He'll restore your job. He will restore your health. He will restore your community. He will restore everything that the palmer worm, the canker worm, that have stolen from you, everything the devil has stolen from you. So come out and fellowship with this new ministry, Christ Zion. My direct number is 904-234-6481. And I want to thank you for allowing me to come and fellowship with you. I want you to know that I love you and I care for your soul. And I ask your blessings to be upon this show. And I pray that you support this show. If you are a business you'd like to sponsor, you can come. Give me a call at 904-234-6481. And I can sponsor your business and advertise with us. Until next week, meditate on these words. It's a great journey, and the net is cast on you, and I won't hide. Ask yourself, am I hiding? Meditate. The net is on you. This is a great journey. Meditate. Well, how am I on the journey? What do I need to do? What do I need to prepare? What kind of baggage? What kind of luggage? What kind of stuff I need to pack for my journey? What do I need to do to meditate on this word? What do I need to do to meditate? Because it's a great journey and the net is cast. Bless you, and I thank you. I ask the Lord to bless you and keep you, that he make his face to shine upon you, that the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy
Spirit. Thank you for your prayerful gifts of support. You can send your gifts to Christ Zion, Inc., P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. Again, that's P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. You can reach us by phone at 904-203-4497. That's 904-203-4497. 4497. You can also follow us on Facebook at Christ Zion. That's Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T-S, Zion, Christ Zion on Facebook. Thank you for listening to Truth is Holy. Ken Jones, Christ Zion, Principles for Daily Living, because he cares. If you do that which is right, the Lord will bless you. And remember, all God, all day, all the time, live holy. God